This it's a powerful gospel. I'm going to do the psalm as I promised, but Jerusa is a town. Jeras, it's not near the sea. There must be another one. But anyway, Mark puts the story there because that town was the Las Vegas of the day. It's on the other side of the Jordan. It's in what would be Jordan today. And but it was known. It was a Roman town constructed by Romans. Perfect cardo, you know, north, south, east, west, main streets and all the rest. But it was totally corrupt. And so the story is about a man from there and then transferred. It's about the town and the need to expel the demons from that town. We being practical Americans, well, what about all those pigs? What happened to them? You know, and who owned them? And they suffered financial loss. Well, when you get to heaven, ask the Lord what happened to them. Right? They drowned. But I want to talk about this psalm. This psalm is Psalm 3, and it's picked because, I guess I did that myself. The inscription on the psalm in the Psalter is David's prayer when he was being persecuted by Absalom. Now, those things are intuitive. They're not meant to be historical. Because you see, if you listen hard, this psalm is the church crying out. This is the church. Remember I said there's only one man praying these psalms, Christ, and he reaches from one end of history to the other. And so they're always in the first person singular because this is Christ praying in and through us. So see? And so it's, as I was reading it this morning, I was so struck with, this is the church praying. And so it starts to say, and Lord, you know, have mercy on me. And I thought I was in I must have changed my ribbon or something. Let me find where I am. Tehillim. Unless you want me to talk about Zechariah. Don't know how I got there. Yeah, this is a song of David as he was fleeing from Absalom. Adonai, how great are my enemies. My enemies rise up against me. You see, why is the church hated? Because it's the body of Christ. Right now, the broken body of Christ, but it's Christ. The biggest obstacle. All that Satan's planning to do to destroy this whole planet, the biggest obstacle is the church. And so he hates us. And he'll find as many people who can to agree with him because he wants to overthrow us. Not that we're so great. You know that. But Christ lives in us. Christ is here. The sacraments are here. We have a magisterium that cannot err by the grace of the Holy Spirit in serious matters. I was thinking yesterday when we were having the gospel and so forth. The European Union. Nowhere in that document is there a word about the religious heritage of Europe, which made Europe. I mean, think, the cathedrals, the summas, the orders, the Franciscans, the saints, the little saint we just read about today, where else could that happen? That a servant girl become the queen. Not a word. John Paul II spoke to them about that. Said, "Why? How can you write the prologue, the exordium, to the document of the European Union and never mention your Christian heritage?" So later on they were fixing it up. So they said something now about conscious of our religious heritage or something. They're not going to say Christian. It's too confronting. And so as we sit here today, some getting ready to go over to the pray at the abortion clinic, look at the church in the world. Look at it in this country. Look what's going on. How the bishops are fighting now so that Catholic institutions don't have to pay health care for things that are offensive to God. And so, how many are my foes, O Lord? Whoops, I got too many books here. You see, they all rise up against me. Many are saying against my soul, there's no salvation in God for that one, you see. And you, Lord God, you are a shield about me, you see. My glory, who lift up my head. You remember we sing a song like this, Kavodi. I raise up my voice to God, and he hears me from his holy mountain. And so it goes, you see. It's one man crying. Who is that one man? Christ. I mean, just think, even though things have gotten better, think of Sudan in the south, where the women go out to gather sticks to come home and cook for their family. And they will be humiliated and dishonored, either killed or raped. And they live in this fear. You see, this is, and there's, the Christians are in that part of Sudan anyway. You see? And so, I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged against me on every side, you see. And then the psalm, it's a short little psalm, ends, you see. It says here, see, my salvation is in Adonai, and may his blessing be on the people, you see. Did you ever notice how many times in these psalms it ends? Though the man is in great trouble and great pain and great sorrow, and he's calling out to God, he always ends the psalm, his prayer, bless your people. Take care of Jerusalem. It's so beautiful. You see, I'm not the only one in trouble. And so we have this psalm then. Well, I'll read a little bit more of it. You see, I lie down and rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord. Kum, get up, Lord. You see, save me. And then, you know, strike my foes on the mouth, break the teeth of the wicked. But then the last line, O Lord of salvation, bless your people. bless your people. We must pray to have the heart of the Lord Christ regarding the church. The reality of the church, the suffering of the church, the truth of the church must be at the center of our heart. This is what these Psalms teach us. And it's hard for us because we're in such, ever since this apostasy of the Western mind, climaxed now by all the mess we're seeing, okay? I think it's like 30% of Germany is baptized. What happened? You see the triumph of Satan? Do you see why the church cries out? How many foes are raged against me, O Lord? Come. You see? Help. Not just because we're in trouble, but because your word, your salvation, is not reaching people. That's the tragedy. That's the tragedy. So, let's pray today. Here's David, I did want to say one thing though about this. David acknowledging his sin. Leave him alone. Let him throw stones. Let him curse me. I mean, I sinned. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? You see? And so, let us learn from these gifts, these psalms, how to pray in the body.